Hey everyone. I recently posted a blog about the fourth commandments, Sabbaths. Since I went over the lunisolar calendar, I thought I'd also go through our Heavenly Father's feast days to help you get a better understanding. Although I did it a year or so ago, at the time there were certain things I spoke about that I didn't get a concrete understanding of. Don't panic, the information that was corrected is just the lunisolar calendar that I didn't explain correctly. So, let's dive into it. I will not go over the Sabbath day again because I just posted. Also, you can check out the book titled Understanding the Ten Commandments and Their Entirety. The book is just about the Ten Commandments only, so you understand it. But you will need to read the Torah, which is Genesis to Deuteronomy, which has more details you must read. Remember, that it is a daily practice. I will say it again, if you haven't read the Fourth Commandments or listened to the podcast, I suggest that you do, because that explains the lunisolar calendar, where you will find the Feast of New Moon or the first day of the month, Sabbath's day, and from there you will know how to find the upcoming feast days following after that. Before I begin, I want to remember you that the new moon is a feast that you should celebrate as well. That day will be like a gathering or celebration to cook, praise the Most High, reading the commandments. Just like the Sabbaths, you cannot make any transaction like buying or selling, read Amos 8:5 as reference. Let's begin, with Leviticus 23:4-8, which reads, "For these are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. 5 in the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. 6 and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord, 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. 7 in the first day ye shall have a holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work therein. 8 but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days, in the 7th day is a holy convocation, ye shall do no servile work therein. The first feast of the year that we should all observe is the Passover and unleavened bread. Some of you probably never heard of Passover. Easter is what they replace the Passover with, and guys, Easter is a demonic holiday. All the holidays in the Julian Gregorian calendar that the world celebrates are demonic, and they have nothing to do with our Heavenly Father. I will start with the meaning of the word Passover. The feast of Passover and unleavened bread has to do with the 10th plague in Exodus 11. Nonetheless, Exodus chapter 12 will tell you why it is called the Passover. I will not go through the whole chapter, that's for you to read. Exodus 12:13, the blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. As you can see here, it says, the blood of the lamb or goat will serve as the sign on your house, so when the angel of death sees it, he will pass over your house. This feast is there so to be observed as an eternal ordinance. Verse 17 in the same chapter reads, 17 celebrate the festival of unleavened bread, because it was on this very day that I brought your divisions out of Egypt. Celebrate this day as a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Also, understand, that the feast of the Passover and unleavened bread will keep you protected for the rest of the year, that's why it is at the beginning of the month. You must read Jubilees 49, if you don't have the book, you can pull it up on Google. Jubilees 49:14-15, Sefer Bible, for this reason the Lord commanded the children of Israel to observe the Passover on the day of its fixed time, and they shall not break a bone thereof, for it is a festival day, and a day commanded, and there may be no passing over from day to day, and month to month, but on the day of its festival let it be observed. And do thou command the children of Israel to observe the Passover throughout their days, every year, once a year on the day of its fixed time, and it shall come for a memorial well-pleasing before the Lord, and no plague shall come upon them to slay or to smite in that year in which they celebrate the Passover in its season in every respect according to his command. Jubilees 49 gives you all the information concerning the Passover and unleavened bread. Remember, that Africa is the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is where the Garden of Eden is, and Jerusalem, city of the great kings, is located. Therefore, if you observe the Passover and unleavened bread in the new year or the first month of the year, which will be in September, it will be good. New year will fall on the next new moon day. You cannot, I will say it again, you cannot buy a piece of lamb in the market to celebrate Passover. Understand that, it should only be celebrated in the place where our Heavenly Father chooses, preferably in the land where the 12 tribes live. Because the children of Jacob are not living in their own land and are scattered to the four corners of the earth, and Jerusalem is currently a wasted land, you can't kill the lamb or goat in any place unless our Heavenly Father instructs you to, read Jubilees 49. Read Exodus chapter 12, where you have instructions about the lamb or goat. The only thing we can do is to keep that day a memorial on the 14 days, which will be on the second Sabbath of next month, September. You will remain inside and read the story with your family. The unleavened bread, however, you can eat for 7 days after the Passover. Remember, they carried their dough with them to the wilderness after they were thrust out of the land of Egypt. The next feast is the first fruit. Leviticus 23 9-10, And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, 10 Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye have come into the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. This feast day will be celebrated in the third month in the middle of the third month. Jubilees 15-1, And in the fifth year of the fourth week of this jubilee, in the third month, in the middle of the month, Abram celebrated the feast of the first fruits of the grain harvest. So, since September is the first month, the first fruit will begin in mid-November. Remember, there aren't any priests to offer any sacrifices. How you will observe it is, the day after the second Sabbaths in November, you will not eat any parched grain. Leviticus 23, 9-22, you have to read it. I'm just going to point out the key verses. In verse 11, And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord, to be accepted for you, on the morrow after the Sabbath the priest shall wave it. You will not be bringing any sheaf because there aren't any priests to receive it from you, as I stated before. All you will do is remember that day as a memorial. Verse 14, And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. The next step will be that you will count 7 Sabbaths on that same day you were to bring the sheaf, or that day you will keep a memorial. The 7th Sabbath should fall on December 29th. Notes, make sure you calculate it yourself. The day after the 7 Sabbaths, which should be December 29th, you will count or number 50 days. On the 50th day, which should fall on February 17, 2023, also the 6th month of the year. Please, make sure you count to verify. That day is the Feast of the First Fruit. Verse 15-16, 15 And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, 16 even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord. Again, that day will be a memorial and it will be a Sabbath where you will do no servile work. In another word, you shouldn't be at work. Verse 21, And ye shall proclaim on a selfsame day, that it may be a holy convocation unto you, ye shall do no servile work therein, it shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. The next feast will be the Feast of the Blowing of the Trumpets. Verse 24-25, 24 Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. As it states, on the 7th month on the first day of the month, which will be on New Moon Day. Remember, New Moon is the first day of the month. This New Moon will be different from the others because you will celebrate it as a Sabbath day, no work should be done on that day. The next feast following after it will be the Feast of Atonement, which is also on the 7th month from the 9th in the evening to the 10th. Verse 26-32, 27 Also on the 10th day of this 7th month there shall be a day of atonement, it shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. This day is a fasting day where you will not eat or drink anything from the evening of the 9th to the evening of the 10th on the 7th month. Many of you don't know why or the reason for it, so, I will give you the chapter for you to read that is Jubilees 34:12-19. Anyone who doesn't keep that feast will be cut off. Verse 30-32, 30 And whatsoever soul it is that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. 31 Ye shall do no manner of work, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. 32 It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls, in the 9th day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. The next feast following after it will be the Feast of the Tabernacle. Verse 34, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. 34 Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. Understand that each day should be a sacrifice made, but since there aren't any priests as I keep mentioning, you will do a sacrifice of praise for 7 days and you will sleep in tents for that 7 days. The 8 days will be the last day of that feast. So, this is a week that you will need to take off to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacle. Again, they are eternal ordinances and there is no other way around it. As I always say, ignorance is not an excuse. If you don't know, ask our Heavenly Father for wisdom and understanding and He will grant it to you. James 1:5, If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Keep in mind, guys, that all the feasts that we are celebrating in the Torah, Ten Commandments, start from Noah down to Abraham to his descendants. They were eternal ordinances or contracts that Abraham's seeds must keep. For you who said that you are Gentiles or don't have any lineage to Abraham, they are for you to follow as well as long you attach yourself to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Number 15, 15-16, 15:1 Ordinance shall be for you of the assembly and for the stranger who dwells with you, an ordinance forever throughout your generations, as you are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. 16:1 Law and one custom shall be for you and for the stranger who dwells with you. I hope this helps you, and pray that you seek our Heavenly Father and study. Shalem. Link to the Moon Calendar, https://www.mooninfo.org/world/rwanda/339987/moonphases2023 for Kigali.html. Note, this is for Kigali, you have to search for the country you're in because we have different times.